This week on Scale or Fail.
I help people make stickers.
Stickers. Doing stickers. It's so unique.
It's a funny niche that I didn't know existed.
The question is, do I want to spend a year working with you to scale this?
You already have a model that works a lot. The last thing we want to do is break everything.
I think that'll do well.
Or do I think there's something that's going to get in the way that's going to prevent us from scaling?
We won't be talking hundreds.
We have to.
I'm up for a challenge, but that feels...
That's my challenge.
I didn't feel like I had the runway to be able to do that.
She's killing it already. She's already like a bigger business than I am.
That's good for her.
That's the biggest in terms of competition.
This is scale or fail.
This is a competition at the end of the day.
So the verdict is,
these eight business owners are competing for $100,000 in this golden ticket, which gives them access to an entire year of guidance from myself and the team behind my $250 million per year portfolio. They each have 60 minutes with me to explain their business, and by the end, I'll decide if they scale or fail. For those who are chosen to scale, I'll give them a personalized 90-day blueprint on how to grow their business. And 90 days later, whoever grows the most wins and walks away with the grand prize. My name is Alex Ramosi, and this is Scale or Fail.
I'm Min Jenkinson, and I teach crafters how to make stickers.
I like Mim a lot. She's super cool. Because of her situation, she has that perspective on life.
I got started 10 years ago. I'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. And while going through chemotherapy and radiation, I still needed something to take my mind off everything I was going through. So a creative project that came to mind was teaching myself to make stickers. And so during chemo, that's what I did. Now, little did I know that 10 years on from that, I've now turned this into a business where I've taught over 20,000 crafters from all over the world to make stickers. Hi.
Mim, what's up? You ready? So tell me about the business.
I help people make stickers. For the last 12 months, I made 1.1 million Australian, which roughly works out to be about 800K. So I've made multiple seven figures over the past 10 years altogether, but hit my first seven figure year, which is very exciting. So profit is around the 30 to 35% mark. And my goal for the next 3 years is to reach $3 million USD per year.
How do you make money?
I make money with low-ticket digital products, so all of my teaching is online, and my main membership is Secret Sticker Society. Currently, the rates are $27 per month or $270 per year, and then loads of other low-ticket digital products that can be interchanged for upsells. I have really good upsell game, so that's great.
Okay, this is a lot of stuff, though. So
yeah.
How many funnels is this?
Over the last 10 years... I would be embarrassed to tell you how many funnels there have been.
How many funnels are you running right now?
So right now with the main membership, with Secret Sticker Society, the main funnel is a live paid bootcamp that I launched 3 times per year.
But the main thing is, it's Secret Society. You've got a bunch of upsells in the funnel to offset CAC to the greatest degree possible.
Yeah.
You go to the launch, and then you sell Secret Sticker Society in the back.
That's right.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
What are the numbers you got for acquisition? Okay. The live paid launches... $10. Is it the ticket's $10?
That's right.
So there's no free.
No free.
So it's paid. Okay.
Yeah.
Paid challenges. Cost you $37 to get it.
Yes.
You have a 22% conversion rate on.
Into the membership.
Of people who buy a ticket.
That's right.
That's huge.
Yeah. I'm really happy with that.
What's AOV?
It would be about $36.
Oh, so you're almost breaking even.
Some of the events, I am slightly in the red, but by the end of the event, I'm always profitable. And right. Then two of the boot camps that I've run, I've been profitable from day one, so I've been up. They're my favorite ones.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What do you think stopping you right now?
I feel that if I could get more people into the challenge, I feel so strong now that I have that strong conversion of bringing people in. I know what to do. It's really quite tried and tested. If I could get a higher volume of people into the bootcamp, I'm safe to convert them.
Yeah.
So that has been something that has definitely held me back. And then, as you know, I know that I have not reached the cap in any way of being able to lower that CPA. So I think that even just making the switch with the past launch of pushing the annual membership doubled the average order value. So that made a huge difference, way bigger than I thought it would, and an instant difference.
So step one, add the annual, make that the only offer available. I want to be clear, the only offer available is the annual with the bonuses.
Okay, so annual only at the next launch?
Yes.
Someone wise told me to do that, and I did it, and it worked. Shocker, yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably do some more stuff there, too.
Yeah, great. Okay,
so why is scaling this important to you? Why not just make money and just chill where you're at?
Well, I really want to be able to pay off my home loan. I'm married. I've got two kids. 10 years ago when I set the business up, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Thankfully, 10 years on, all is really well now, which is great. But at the time, which was obviously a very dark period of my life, I set the business up really as a creative project to do something just for me to take my mind off it. And little did I know that 10 years on, I'd be teaching 20,000 plus crafters to make stickers. I'm ex-corporate, so yeah. Completely different to what I'd done before. But what this has left me with is a really strong desire to be able to set my family up financially. I really want to set up my family in a way that if I'm no longer around, they are looked after. I know I can absolutely still help my mum and help my family. And having lost so many friends to cancer and so many who were mums as well, it just has become more and more important to me to appreciate how my income and how money can really change our lives. And I want to know that I've done as much as possible and I've been able to support my family even without me. I am here to be open and to learn, and I will implement on everything that I'm told to do. I'm a really good student, verging on being a bit of a teacher's pet. Like, I will just do anything that you know more than me on this. And I constantly tell myself that I only know what I know.
You know more about stickers than I do. That's for sure.
Well, not for long, because.
Can you pull the numbers slide back up real quick? So you're making about over 500-ish in profit. Right, so you're very profitable,
yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you spend up to $100 CPA?
See, this is part of the reason I'm here, because I often finish a launch thinking,
I should have spent more.
Why didn't I spend more?
Yeah.
And then I'll go into the next launch again with that same, I'll cap my ad spend at a certain amount for no good reason.
So what do you cap your CPA at normally?
I don't even, well, I have capped the CPA, but the CPA has gone as high as maybe 50. I'm not a cautious spender, but for some reason, that's what I've
you
done.
You are here.
Yeah.
Cool, let's rock. Let's do this.
I've known of her. I, knew that she had an amazing seven-figure business. Stickers, doing stickers. It's so unique. And so, to me, that was the biggest in terms of competition.
Just so I'm clear on the delivery side, if you double the amount of customers you have, does it break anything?
No.
Okay. So this is a pure demand issue, which is nice.
I think I'm gonna go, I'm gonna kind of break this into an offer, and then we'll go traffic. Because I don't think there's really much else for your specific business that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. So number one, I guess on the traffic side from a spend is, how much did you spend last launch?
I only spent about 16K. The event went really well. It was not my biggest event, but it was still profitable. So
okay.
Yeah, happy, just didn't have enough time to be able to.
You just needed a little ramp.
More. Yeah.
So when you said you didn't have enough time to spend more, what do you mean by that? Because so, like, I spent 500,000 a day at the end of my launch.
You said 500,000 a day?
Yeah.
For ads?
What,
yeah.
What made you?
This is where my own limitation with Meta ads probably
okay.
comes into play. So the way that I like to normally do my launches, which I know is much earlier than many others, I launch 4 weeks out. So with a smaller spend, the testing, mm-hmm. seeing what works. And I didn't feel like I had the runway to be able to do that. I guess it was a bit of mindset stuff too, sure. of like being way more conservative than I normally would. But I remember feeling I wasn't happy enough with CPA
okay.
to keep spending.
Okay. So... Okay, so I'm gonna walk through spend cadence.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the way that I do this, I put about 5%, maybe 10% max of my spend mm-hmm. goes in that first week. And the only purpose is to test creative.
Right, yeah.
Then once we have our creative, the next 2 weeks are pretty much flat. Now we scale it up, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then we try and spend as much as possible. Like, I mean... If we could spend 75%, I would. It's just challenging.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, call it 60-70% is in this week.
Totally.
And then we're in this, call it, 15%, maybe 10% here and then 15% here. And so even here, this is where you're probably going to be at 50% is like literally in the last 3 days, right? Now, that's the cadence of spending. Now, from an amount of spending perspective, we do have a decision, which is like, let's obviously be willing to spend more, all right? But in order to do that, I think there's two things we have to do beforehand. One is we have to fix offer, but I also want to approach this from a creative perspective. So how many pieces of creative are you making right now for a launch?
This is my weak spot for sure, okay. Creatives. Last launch, I think I started with a hook test in that first week with two images and two videos. This time, there'll be a few more.
So I want you to think in hundreds.
We won't be talking hundreds.
We have to. No, how many stickers do people make?
Oh, thousands.
Right, so let's just think in stickers, though, right?
Previously, it's not been anywhere near hundreds.
Okay, so let's just to make this easier for you. Okay, are you familiar with AI stuff? Or are you like more versed in it? Okay, so there's no reason why you shouldn't have a ton of static ads because these take 2 seconds to make. So from a statics perspective, I would look at a couple different sources because I want, for sure we can make some and we're gonna make a bunch of them with AI and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think if you can take from your group, how many screenshots can I take from the group?
Oh, so many.
Right?
Yeah.
These are all ads, right? And then you add your little highlights to them, to the people in your group.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have people who post videos inside the group of them like making their first? Okay.
No.
So no one does?
No video UGC.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You wanna incentivize people to?
I've tried before, and I don't know whether it's the demographic or perhaps I didn't set them up for success.
Okay.
So, probably both.
Okay. Well, they know how to use a phone.
For sure, yeah.
Right. So I would have a super secret sticker set, SSSS set, right, which they can unlock if they show themselves making a sticker.
Right. Okay, I love that. Yeah, I love it.
That's it. And then I would use that as my activation for everyone.
Yeah.
Which is that everyone in your first 7 days, I need you to make a sticker.
I really like that because that's great for onboarding too.
Yeah, so exactly.
Awesome. Quick win.
So it's a quick win, but then every single customer makes you an ad. Okay. Then around and around we go. And so if you have 200 customers for every launch on the low side, that's 200 ads.
I wish I thought of that.
Well, there you go. We're here. And then do people post images of the stickers they make?
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's no stopping them.
Right. Like so then sticker images, I think you'll be surprised that some of these will actually turn into like, what kind of sticker? Like, that's the weirdest sticker I've ever seen. It's like, great. And then so I think sticker ads will lend themselves really well. So we have our static ads, we have our videos. This will get more people to do it. We can put that in the activation sequence in the first 7 days. Great. Love that. What touch points do you have with your customers?
The only live delivery that I do where I am connecting is during these boot camps because the classes are pre-recorded, but I go live every day. And I also invite my
all lives. I just want you to clip because you're already doing it.
I've got so many previous
ones. So just clip them, and these can both go as organic and paid.
Like Q&A or
just the small, the quick tips, exactly. And then for you specifically, so all of this is just stuff that's happening that we just need to capture.
Yeah.
But you specifically, I would say like, I would want you to make 20 ads times 4.
Yeah.
So like 80 ads that are just you, but I want the 4 to be different backgrounds and settings. So take your highest converting ads of all time over the last however many campaigns you've done, put all 20 in here.
Yeah.
Do one of each of them in 4 different settings, different t-shirt, different background, different whatever.
Right.
And they'll get you kind of 80. So it's like if we're going from 4 ads to 80 ads, and that's just from this, and we still have all of these, the last thing that I want to think about before you've I know you have my ads playbook, correct? My hooks playbook? Yes, exactly. So on the levels of awareness piece.
The 5 levels of awareness is a framework by Eugene Schwartz where every person in a market falls into 5 categories, so your advertising should speak to them differently. He contends that audiences go from the bottom, which is the warmest and smallest group, to the top, which is the coldest and largest. For Mim's business, in order to continue to scale her ads, she needs to target more pain or problem-aware audiences rather than product or offer-aware audiences.
To make sure that you don't get caught in like, when you scale it up, you scale up your ads, they don't perform, they'll stop performing as well. Now, there's always gonna be some rise that goes up when you spend more, that's normal. But if all of a sudden it triples or something like that, typically it's because you have ads that are only really targeted at a very specific audience. Basically, it's like they're product aware or offer aware, but we need to have people who are like more pain aware. So some hooks that you wanna experiment with are gonna be more pain driven.
Mm-hmm.
So like, are you bored? Do you not know what to do? Like, you would know the pains better than me. But like,
I know them inside and out.
Those are the pains that I would use as my hooks more than some of these bottom funnel. It's good to have offers and talk about the bootcamp and all that stuff. Like that's here, right? Yeah. That's going to be here. But if we want them to scale, you'll probably need to have some hooks that are up here.
Yeah. Okay.
And that'll allow you to really open up the targeting.
I love that.
Okay. Now, this is the cadence side. And so let's call this as number three, which is the hooks. All right. And I'll say number four is the decision, which is that I want to challenge you to be willing to do $100 CAC. All right. That's my challenge.
Honestly, I feel like there's no challenge because I'll just do it now. I never go into my launch capping my total ad spend if mm-hmm. the ads are performing as I want them to. And I just think I haven't been anywhere near enough aware of this before preparing for, you know, so now I know my numbers more than before.
In the first month, you've been back. No big deal.
And I'll stop picking myself every time.
Yes.
The launch finishes.
Yes.
She's killing it already. I think she's an amazing human being. I spoke to her and she's amazing, period.
I have two things, because you already have a model that works a lot. The last thing I want to do is break everything, right? But you got this last time. What was the painful offer specifically that you added?
Well, when we spoke before, you'd said
sell only annual.
Yeah, and really don't sell monthly at all.
So then what percentage of people took annuals?
So
10?
It went from being, normally it's like a 5 to 15%, so 10% normally take annual. Mm-hmm. And then previously, when I switched to pitching really annual, it went to 30%.
Okay.
So that's why we had that 91.
Okay, so you got 30%. Okay, I think that on your launch checkout page, let's say you've got your annual and you've got your monthly, right? These are the two options. I still think that there should be a bump here. Like after they select?
There is a bump right now, but it's only to my $47 course, which is a little bit like, you like this stuff, here's some more.
How does that do?
That does 30%.
It's pretty good. So the sticker paper is one that I would put, because if they need this to do the thing, then it's like, we might as well just
give it to them,
right?
And the exact stuff.
Yeah, this is my whole kit. So let's just call this the bundle, right? If we can make this the physical bundle, you might be able to get away with like $99 on something like this.
Mm.
And it's going to be super high margin, right?
It's a thing.
No, but in the U.S., though, it'll be much slower,
right? In the U.S.,
right?
It's way better, so for sure.
Yeah, which if you wanted to be wild with it, you just put this in here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy the monthly, and so then what happens is we can actually make this a bit of a false offer. Meaning?
Like a decoy.
Kind of. So it's like if we make this $149, or let's just go crazy. All right. Let's say this is $149 for my full physical bundle.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, but hey guys, if you do the annual, I'll throw the $149 in.
I like that. Loads. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying with the, I want a physical product premium for annual. Cause your LTV is already around 300. So I was thinking, cause if it was much lower, I'd say, okay, maybe we can lower the annual and then we'll get more takers. But if that's not the case, and we know that they have to have this in order to do the thing.
Definitely.
So if they're like, well, I'm going to have to buy this either way, I might as well get all the bonuses and get the stuff I need to do the thing.
And they're committing to annual. It's like them making a decision to commit to the hobby for a year.
Yeah, because so your cost on this is going to be like 10 bucks, maybe plus another $10 in shipping. Who cares? But that might all of a sudden take you to 50% here. And that'd be big, right?
Wonderful.
Yes. Okay. So the big decision that I have is this. This would be a higher risk test, but this is like one that I would strongly consider.
I'm not risk averse.
Okay. Which is, I would rather just not mention the monthly at all.
Yeah.
Sell the annual, put the offer in there.
Yeah.
And then after the launch is over, when you close your cart, then run everyone else to your monthly that doesn't have the bonuses. Because then you can do a mop-up campaign. Because you'll still get plenty on that. But this will, because like if you're doing a full 5-day thing, you can sell a $300 ticket. And so people are just taking the cheaper one because you're offering the cheaper one.
Right.
My goal here was, how can I get that spend number? How do you feel comfortable? Yeah. If you knew all of a sudden your AOV is $300, so maybe conversion cuts in half, but you are at a $300 sale.
It's a different level of confidence.
Yeah. Because now if you're at 150 in the first 30 days and you're like, I'm fine. Yeah. I can spend more of this.
Spending. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
So I had two wild ideas, right? Wild idea number one is, let's just sell the annual, put this in there. And I think if we add this to that and make that the full offer, I think that'll do well.
Mm-hmm.
The second wild idea that I had,
and again, this is wild, is that we position the boot camp as a 7-day trial of your $27 membership.
That goes, even without you saying anymore, it goes so well because the whole point of it is supposed to be like a teaser, a taster of this is what you get if you're a member.
Yeah, because then you've automatically converted 100% of your traffic instead of 22.
So they're signing up for the continuity and they have to cancel.
And it's free. Yeah, and then you're running a 7-day or a 5-day, whatever that, you know, whatever you want. But then your whole thing is push them to annual.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have 100% conversion and then you push everybody to annual.
Yeah.
That's my wild test.
I really like it. I guess my I worry that then I'm going to get to the challenge ends after a couple of weeks, then 30 days ends and and people leave.
Well, they will, but this is such a good onboarding too.
It is.
Like the 7-day challenge is also just onboarding for all the members.
Yeah. I love a test.
You could arguably test both at the same time, which I'm not always the biggest fan of. Because if we look at the math, right? Let's just do the math. So let's say you've got 100 people who buy your thing, right?
Bootcamp.
Yeah, they buy the bootcamp, right? Where you know that we're going to have 22 of them who are going to have a lifetime gross profit of 300, right? So we have, whatever that is, 6,600 that's coming in from these people, right? Now, on the front end, it's costing you $3,700, right?
Yeah.
To get these people.
Right, yeah.
And this is the issue from a cash perspective, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Now, you said that you get $91.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, but that $91 is only on the buyers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's not on these people.
No.
Okay.
That's, it's only on the 22%.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
So this is the real problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where it gets more interesting is like, let's say that you spend $3,700 to get 100 and you make $3,500, whatever, right?
Which could be it. Yeah.
So then that would mean you have $200 to acquire 22 customers is what the net actually works out to.
Yeah.
So that LTV to CAC is crazy.
It's like I built my list for free.
Yeah, you spent $200 to make $6,600.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So the idea with the trial would be, if we had those same 100 people, but let's say the trial conversion at the end was, it'll probably be closer to like 55%, like especially if you do like a 5-day thing like this, and all of a sudden you're at 55 people and they have the same $300 LTV. Now that doesn't include the fact that we're gonna get annuals, but even if no one bought annual and we just had the 300, now we're at, you know, 15 or 16.5. And so we would, you'd actually make up for the money that you didn't make on the front. Now, obviously, we still have upsells. We should still do that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, even if you had no upsells.
Yes.
And you just had this.
Yeah.
You would make more. Because here, all in, you're at, you know, 90, whatever that is, you know, 11 or 10,000 is what you're making here versus 16. So you get like a 50, 60% lift. So that would be like, that would be the play if it was trial. But I think you can go trial and then upsell tools. Right, upsell the stuff they're going to need for the challenge, right? And then you'll still be able to get some cash from all those people. And you could make it a $1 trial. So you wouldn't, so you have a working card or whatever. I would not introduce this. I would do this first.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, cool.
Do this first.
I'm up for a challenge, but that feels...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very manageable.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is, I'd say, test B.
I see that.
This is test A.
I have so much confidence that doing this alone is going to hugely change the outcome of the event in terms of members and profit. And then I feel like that's like the explode step.
Yes, and you can say this, you only get all the tools if you buy the annual during the event.
Right, yeah.
Because it costs me a lot of money and I got to ship it and I got to figure all this stuff out, so I can only do it for the people now.
Yeah, I really like that.
I feel good about it.
I feel good about it too. So when Alex talked to me about the trial, offering a trial and having that be a way to really help my members get a really good experience during a launch, that has really helped me think about the way I've been looking at bringing new members in a completely different way that I'd never considered. I've definitely considered doing a free trial before, but not during a launch in that way. So that blew my mind. And it as Alex said, it's a bigger, bolder move, but one that I'm really excited to take.
We have a simple plan, a simple plan. This is the spend cadence we follow. I know it works very well. We're gonna do way more creative this next round.
Here we are.
Right? You're gonna create more organic as well, which is gonna feed the list too. We're gonna have more pain-based hooks so we can go a little bit up funnel.
Yeah.
We're gonna increase our spending capacity from a CAC perspective.
Right, yeah.
And the test that we're gonna run on the next one is this one.
Yeah.
And if that works, then all the game is gonna be is how do I make 800 ads and spend $100,000 on my next launch?
Done.
All right, let's see where we got in the scaling roadmap. Okay. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, how many employees do you have right now? Like two?
Yeah, one's my husband.
Let's see here. Your revenue is a little bit higher than your headcount would suggest. So, you're probably more on this side than you are here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what we're doing is if we're walking through this, we're going annual, we're adding the stuff to price to a better person. We're making all this extra content to make better free stuff. And also V2 of this test is actually just running the trial as the front end offer. We're making more creative to boost the volume.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more.
Yeah. Also, as a side note, I don't know if you're already doing this, but I would make sure that you optimize your campaigns around purchases if you're not already
doing it. I always do.
Okay. Yeah. Just in case.
I have to.
Yeah. And then the one thing that I didn't see on your numbers, but I would like to get to is just EPCs.
Mm-hmm.
It's earnings per click. And I think you'll sleep better knowing that you are doing fine.
That's it. You just giving me this is enough. And so the more I know, the better I'll be with that. Yeah.
One thing that I did miss is I think we should consider when you're making these ads, you said you had hook variations.
Yes.
I would experiment with different callouts for avatars. So like in the leads book, we talk about callouts.
I've done that only in a limited way, literally separating mothers and grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really done a great
job. I would go underneath of, I would go more subspecific. Yeah. But like the game is now a game of 100 pawns and no oceans. Like you're draining 100 pawns of audiences to get your scale more than trying to advertise to the ocean.
To the world, right.
Right, like you're running two ads and trying to convert, but you're trying to cover everyone with the same messaging.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so if you want to get the scale, you have to go down, which is counterintuitive.
No, I like that.
Cool.
That's easily done too.
All right. Rock and roll.
I know that despite anyone getting a scale or a fail, there'll be nothing stopping the people that I met today. I'm so inspired by them. As much as we know that we are contestants and competitors, and I'm certainly not glossing over the fact that this is a competition at the end of the day, we really came here to just represent ourselves and be the best version of ourselves that we could be. And I think that everyone shared that goal.
So this is scale or fail. To be clear, I think that all of this will literally just get you more of what's already working. There's very few universes where I think that you adding the physical product premium and only presenting the annual offer doesn't generate more revenue up front. And we've de-risked this test by being able to just run it as a split test with the exact same price point, $10, $10 on both. That way the ads can be the same. One just includes a trial and one doesn't. Everything else in the funnel will still be the same. So the question is, do I want to spend a year working with you to scale this? Or do I think there's something that's going to get in the way that's going to prevent us from scaling? So the verdict is, you will be scaling with me.
Okay.
All right, so you're moving on to the next thing. All right, this is a very simple plan.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to not be afraid to spend more. You can't be afraid. And you've gone through enough stuff.
This
there's no
scary.
Reason you should be afraid. Right,
yeah.
It's like, you know how to make money.
Yeah.
You can always go back to what you did before.
Mm-hmm.
But this has the potential to 5x or 10x the business.
Right.
And I think this will work.
Thank you.
All right, we'll rock and roll.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Alex just told me that I am a scale and I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I have so much faith in my business and my ability to implement everything that he said, and it just feels like so much has just opened up for me. So it was a combination of him validating some of the things that I was worried about, and he gave me a really good solution for them that I hadn't been able to reach by myself, and then a few other tests that I can do too, but there was nothing that I'm not really excited to try. And I can't wait to see how things go.
I felt no resistance on any of the things that I was recommending. And also, the last thing that I told her to do, she partially did, and it doubled her average card value. And so I am pretty confident that both of these things will dramatically increase her card value.
And in the business that she's in a media arbitrage business, which is fundamentally, like, can she buy clicks for less than she can make on them because it's a very scalable business. And so, like, honestly, once just the math gets right, she can just do this. And from a product perspective, she had 5% churn, which is really good.
Hearing from Alex that there was so much potential to scale has not only validated what my hopes were and what a lot of the data was pointing to me, it's simple. If I follow the process that I've been given and I trust in that and I do the things I say I'm going to do, then the success is inevitable. The next 90 days are going to be incredible.
The business, I felt like, could scale. It was a good product, very wholesome, and I didn't think she would be afraid. And since she'd been marketing for 10 years, she had the technical chops to do all of these things. So there's really nothing that was really stopping her besides the decision and the strategy, which she just got both and she made the other. So this was Scale or Fail. See you next time.
Okay, let's do an update. One thing that Alex really encouraged me to do was go much bigger on ads in terms of creatives, angles, testing, volume. And I've been using one of Alex's playbooks to come up with ads and a way to test them in a really strategic way. I'm already seeing, with early stages of promotion, everything going in the right direction, exactly as Alex said it would. What a shocker. So yeah, that's my update. Let's see what happens.
Next time on Scale or Fail.
My name is Tina Sue, and I help parents of children with autism, ADHD, and speech delay.
You have a responsibility to the business, and the business has a responsibility to the customers. But your responsibility is to make sure the business survives and grows. So if you're going to do that, you need to make it like 5 times as expensive.
Oh.
So it's like, think like 8,000, 8,000, 10,000 is what it would be if I wanted to have. So I have to decide whether you scale or fail.
I can execute.
No. And so I'm very torn on this one of whether or not you can draw the line.